Being a pastor means that I would have more chances to be in the moment of joy with you and also be in the moment of sadness with you. I would be in the hospital for blessings of newborn babies, but also I would be in the hospital for the sick. And also I had several times to be in the last moment of someone. I have to be there for the last moment of someone. And when we think of our life, you know, there's joy and sadness, we realize that we are riding a roller coaster. You know, a roller coaster was not my favorite actually, but sometimes we ride a roller coaster in the amusement park, right? In the King's Dominion. I've never been there before yet, but hopefully maybe there. The roller coaster is like up and down, right? And now it's twist, right? Sometimes we go up, right? And sometimes we go down. And it is true, we are up and down in our lives. When we realize this truth, that we are up and we are down, we can be humble when we are up. No, we must not be arrogant when you are up because they will be down. And we can be encouraged when you are down because they will be up also. That's a life, like a roller coaster. And there is a joy as well as there is a sadness and difficulties. And I believe it is same to everyone. No matter where we live, no matter what we do for a living, no matter if we are rich or poor, no matter if we are healthy or sick, we all go through our own lives. And in our lives, we are facing choices. You know, what I choose in my life is so significant. Life is like B, C, and D, somebody said, which means we are in C, choice, between B, birth, and D, death. We begin the first birth and the death, but in the between birth and death, we are living in choice every time, every moment. And today is the last Sunday that I preached in a theme, choice. We went through 5 weeks with a theme, choice, and there were 5 titles on each Sunday, which were between 2 opinions, fan or follower, old gods or the Lord, fish or people, and today is one or the other. We are facing choices every day and every moment. So it is a significant question, this very important question we have is what to choose in our life. That's a very important question. And today's scripture is telling us the choice again. There were 2 men hanging on the cross beside Jesus Christ, and they were serious criminals. The cross was a tool for the capital punishment at a time to those who commit serious crimes or political treason. Hanging on the cross was a cruel penalty because it killed a person with a great pain, and there was indescribable humiliation hanging on the cross. So we can think these 2 men were critical criminals or political traitors to the Roman Empire. Imagine 3 men hanging on the cross and people were waiting for their death. And one of the 2 criminals said, "Hey Jesus, you say you are the Messiah, then save yourself, save us." Well, it is not a suggestion. Right? It was just cynical and sarcastic expressions to Jesus saying, "Aren't you real Messiah? That's why you are here? That's why I am here? Prove that if you are real Messiah." At the very last moment of his life, he chose Jesus as not the Messiah. So he treated Jesus cynically. That was his choice. But on the other hand, the other man hanging on the cross said, hey, fear God, we are criminals, but he's innocent. And he asked Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then he was saved. Well, I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that he was the person saved at the very last moment of his life in this world. Within the very short time, he was saved because of his righteousness. Well, think, he was criminal. He lived in the wrong choices in his life. But at the last moment, he chose the right one. At the last moment, he chose the right one. And that was Jesus Christ, and he was saved. Let's see the difference between the first guy and the second guy. What is different then? What do you think the difference between them? Why did they have different attitude to Jesus Christ? Why did the first guy insult Jesus while the second guy admit Jesus as his savior? Well, the difference between them is the first guy didn't know Jesus, who Jesus was really at the time. He didn't know that. He just heard about him, but he didn't believe Jesus was real Messiah. But the second man, believed who Jesus was really. That was the difference between them. One didn't believe, the other believed. And consequently, the one who believed in Jesus was saved, but the other one is perished. This slight difference made a huge different consequences. The key point is believing. Believing. Well, if I ask you a question personally, face to face, like, hey, do you really believe in Jesus Christ? Oh, yes, that's what I learned in the church. Yes, I believe. I'm really asking you, do you really believe in Jesus Christ? I can tell you, sisters and brothers, what about today? Most of the people in the world nowadays have heard about Jesus Christ, right? I mean, of course, there are a few tribes in Asia, in South Amazon, America or Africa, haven't heard about Jesus yet, you know, untouchable tribe maybe. But most of the people in the world, they heard about Jesus Christ. At least people know Jesus through Christmas and Easter Sunday. Even nowadays, many people say happy holiday instead of the Merry Christmas on Sunday, but they know Jesus Christ, right? They know, they heard about him because of Christmas and because of Easter Sunday. And many, many people think of Jesus as one of the saints in the world, like Buddha or Kung Fu or Xian or Socrates, Platon, something like that. And many people consider Jesus as the first man who started Christianity. But you know what? They don't believe Jesus as their Messiah. They don't consider Jesus as the Son of God. And they just treat Jesus as a historical Jewish man in the era of Roman Empire, giving us good word. What about us? What about you and me? We are standing in front of many choices every moment. In our home, in our working places, in our church, we've been facing the moment whether we admit Jesus as the Messiah or we just treat Jesus as a consultant whom we can ask a piece of advice. Every moment we are facing the choice before Jesus Christ. The famous prayer that Jesus prayed before he was arrested, "Not my will, but your will be done," is presenting us the right choice also. Well, I have to admit, this is my confession and this is my repentance. When I prayed, you know, when we pray, think about your way to pray. When I prayed, I many times asked Jesus a piece of advice. Jesus, what should I do? Jesus, what should I do? Give me advice. Give me advice. What should I do? I treated him as a very good advisor in my life. And then I act like I am the God for my life. I am the master of my life. So I'm acting like I'm a master. I can do whatever I can do. But give me advice. Give me advice. And then I just live like my own self as God. I'm repenting, my brothers and sisters. When I come here to pray to God, God, what should I do? 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 And Jesus didn't give me an answer. What should I do, God? What should I do, Jesus Christ? What should I do? Please answer me. Please let me know. Please listen to your advice. What should I do? But you know what? According to my experience, Jesus didn't talk to me in my ear. Are you a real Messiah? Save me then. You see? I choose like a first person, first guy on the cross. Are you real Jesus? Are you real Messiah? my dear brothers and sisters, do you hear that what I'm saying? But one day that when I pray, God awakened me. What are you talking, Eugene? What are you talking to me, Eugene? How do you treat me, Eugene? I am the God. I am your Savior. I'm your Redeemer. Why do you ask me always the piece of advice for your life? Why don't you admit me as your full Savior? Why don't you admit me as your Messiah? Why do you treat me as a good advisor for your ministry, for your life, for your family, for your church? Wow, that was the moment that I repent. I have to admit that I am not pursuing my will, but God's will only. I have to admit Jesus as the Messiah. We come to church, we attend the worship service, but that doesn't mean that we always choose the right choice before God, because still, many times, we are treating Jesus as an advisor for our lives. That's why we say, are you Messiah? Prove it. Give me your piece of advice. Save me from this situation. But if we really know and believe that Jesus is the Messiah, we can just say, remember me, Lord, when your kingdom comes. Let your love and grace fulfill in your time through us. You know, everyone has problems, right? Everyone has problems. Raise your hand if you don't have any problems in your life. You don't have any problem? You listen to my question. Raise your hand if you don't have any problems in your life. If you're raising, you must be a child. Anyone? No issue? No problem? No, everyone has problems. Everyone has issues, right? Everyone has problems, everyone has issues. We have a certain weight of life burden, always. Every home has issues. Every company has problems. And also, every church has issues. Big or small, doesn't matter. Every church, every home, every company has. Every nation has problems. What about our nation, United States? We are a problem-free country? What about Korea, my home country in Korea? Problem-free country? We are facing, my dear brothers and sisters, the moment of choice. What will you choose in your problem, in your situation, in your issues, in your challenge? Do you choose to rely on your experience? Do you choose to count on your knowledge and advice from others? Or do you choose to admit Jesus as your Messiah in this moment? Certainly, we have to let Jesus be the Jesus. We have to let God be the God. But many times, my dear brothers and sisters, I chose to act that I am like the God. You might be in the situation of hanging on the cross today. You might feel that like that. Like two men beside Jesus, right? Financially, job problems, relation problems, family issues, you and your children, you and your parents issues, you and your spouse, husband, wife issues. No money, no job, no status. In our own situations, we are feeling like we are hanging on the cross, which means I am dying. What about our church in the Present Valley UMC? We have two campuses here and there, outreach center, community center. We have to maintain these full facilities, but we don't have enough income for our church. What should I do? We are dying. I'm hanging on the cross, Lord. I'm dying. And I saw Jesus Christ. And then I expect Jesus Christ like a king and coming to me and save me, but what I saw in him was, he's hanging on the cross like me. Hey, are you Messiah? You are the right person that I serve you 50 years, 60 years. Every Sunday I come to church, but you are dying on the cross like me. I'm dying. You are dying? Save me. Prove that if you are the real Messiah. You see the first guy chose that to say like that one. I was that person. I was that person. Look at that, our church, God. We are dying. We are dying. Save me. Save me. Prove that. Prove that. Prove that. But today's scripture say, no, don't pray like that. Because Jesus is not an advisor for our church ministry. And what we have to do is, Jesus, remember us. Remember our church. Remember our church members. Remember our family. Remember my children. Remember all your children when you come into your kingdom, when you come into your glory. That is the way to admit who Jesus is in our life. We worship, we pray, but many times we make so many mistakes in the wrong choice. Yes, we all have certain issues. We all have problems. As two men were on the cross, we might feel that we are hanging on the cross. We are living in our own problems. Every day, every moment, we have to choose to let Jesus be the Messiah. So we can say, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember our church when your kingdom comes. Jesus, remember my family, remember my children when you come into your kingdom. Remember me, Lord. He is the Messiah. He is the risen King. He is the one who created heaven and earth. He is the master of all creation. And He is our Lord. And let Jesus be the Messiah. Prayer itself proves that we admit Jesus the Messiah. We are not asking a piece of advice through our prayers, but we ask God to fulfill His love, His salvation, His grace for us according to His plan. Because Jesus is the Messiah. And I believe in our right choice to let Jesus the Messiah, we will see His salvation coming to us very soon. Very soon. I don't know all of your problems or detail. I know some of you have some issues. Health issues, job issues, house issues, family issues. You know. Yeah, we all have issues. But let Jesus be the Jesus in that situation. Then we will see God's kingdom coming upon us. That's what I believe. And that's what I believe in Jesus Christ. And I hope and I pray that all of us in our present valley, UMC, we admit who Jesus is, who really Jesus is in our life, and we will see His salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray.